This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest that was on my show back in November of last year of 2020. We're talking about CLS Holdings USA, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CLSH. And if you're up there in Canada, look them up. They're on the CSE under the ticker symbol CLSH. With us today is the Chief Operating President of the company, Mr. Andrew Glasshow. Andrew, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Everett. Thanks for having me.
If you would, today you put out a press release, shine a little light on that. Revenues were outstanding, I think around a little bit over $1.4 million. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah. So a couple things. First of all, we're seeing dramatic growth at both divisions, the City Trees division and our Oasis Cannabis. We think that what we've done is embarked on a strategy. This was actually pre-COVID, but we embarked on a strategy to really service our local community and our you know, folks that live and work in the Las Vegas area. And it's paid off for us because we've always been consistent and stuck to that strategy and tried to offer very good products at fair prices to, again, people that live and work in the community, since our folks that work at Oasis and work at City Trees also live and work in the community. And we'll continue that trend. And it's really, it's paid off well for us. And certainly, I think the pandemic has highlighted it and also accelerated it. And we're seeing the results of that. And what we're seeing too, I know we're very early in March, but we're seeing an expansion in revenue in March as well. And so far, things are looking like the trend is our friend.
Those revenues were generated by retail and wholesale revenue. That being said, where are we at on the side of capacity? You have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's a great question. So one of the beauties of CLS today is we have capacity in place to double and or even triple revenue without really any additional CapEx. We made substantial investments into plant property and equipment back in late 2019 and really, you know, all through 2020. So starting really in September-ish, we had our lab fully functional and operational, and we made a couple of expansions over the last 12 to 18 months in our dispensary, and my guess is we'll probably make another expansion here soon. And by investing those dollars up front, we're now able to, I think, reap the rewards, and we've got substantial operating leverage with very minimal or really no additional CapEx. And all the improvements that we're making to the operation are being done through internally generated cash flow. You know, we're in a pretty good place in that our subsidiaries generate monthly positive EBITDA, which allows us to reinvest without having to go to the capital markets for our wholesale division and for our current retail division. Now, if we expanded outside of Nevada or if we had some other opportunities, we may go to the capital markets. But for the last 2 years, we've been able to grow this business, and we've been able to now successfully grow it and reinvest through internally generated cash flow.
The state of Nevada market and your local strategies, what's your thought about going forward? You know, even though a lot of laws are passed through the state legislation, still not passed to the federal, your thoughts about that when companies like yours can actually start depositing in federal banks?
Yeah, I would say we're cautiously optimistic that we're going to get some visibility from the federal government. I think the easiest thing for us in the cannabis industry would be if they reclassified, cannabis away from a Schedule One.
Right.
That would open up a lot of opportunities. And as far as banking goes, it's a highly critical element And quite frankly, we would love the ability to, you know, operate and function like I'm going to say normal businesses do, and be able to take normal write-offs and write-downs that other businesses, you know, other non-cannabis related businesses can. We're hopeful that the repeal of 280E again allows us to function and operate more like a quote unquote normal business. And I would say that the cannabis industry as a whole, has done a remarkable job through this pandemic. And I know that, you know, there's many competitors of ours, and we view them as some very good competitors, actually. But you know, across the country, the cannabis industry has done a remarkable job through the pandemic. There's some remarkable people that, you know, face customers on a daily basis that have showed up to work, and a number of remarkable companies that have helped continue to help their patients as well as customers access legal and safe cannabis. And there's hundreds of thousands of people employed and hundreds of millions of dollars of tax revenue generated back to the states. So I think it's really exciting to be in the cannabis industry, and there's a lot of good people.
You know, the press release that you put out today, I was looking at a lot of great news, up 46% increased in February from 2020. But one of the things that really stuck out to me when I read this press release was actually you guys got traction in the vapor side of the business. That being said, New City Trees products and offerings, your thoughts about going forward and maybe some of the different products you're going to be offering, and just your thoughts on vapor, which was really a negative on the industry, say, anywhere from 6 months to 18 months ago.
Yeah, so by having our own brand new state-of-the-art facility in North Las Vegas and having an incredibly talented team on the ground led by folks like Dominic Monaco, led by head of sales, Johanna L., our new GM, Jimmy Gabbani, we have been able to come up with a really substantial suite of new products with our vapes, with our tinctures, and with our concentrates. And again, being able to have control over all of the elements and being able to manufacture them ourselves, we're able to bring new and interesting products to market quicker. We're also, in my opinion, we are making some of, if not the finest, cannabis-related vapes, tinctures, and concentrates in the market. And I'm really excited by that division. I mean, that division right now, the capacity that we've built, we can get to $1 million to $1.5 million a month very, very easily. Again, the capacity is all built, and we're looking to build this brand in the state of Nevada as well as outside of the state of Nevada. And we will continue to process for other companies that need, conversion and extraction operations that may not have them in Nevada, and we'll continue to manufacture for third parties. But I would say that our suite of products at City Trees is as robust and is as good or better. We also think that we not only have a high, high quality product, but we also are offering those products at prices that folks can easily attain. We are not the least expensive, and we are not the most expensive, but we do think we have the best products.
Andrew, before I let you go, I want to talk a little bit about the metrics of the company. Market cap around 28 million, stock price around 22 to 23 cents a share. People that are listening to this interview, why should they take a look at your company?
Well, I think although we might be small, we're executing at a very high level. And I think we've got a tremendous opportunity to grow revenue in our market that we currently are in, as well as I think there's great opportunity to bring the City Trees brand into other marketplaces. So I would say that if you're looking at CLS, which I hope you would, that we may be small, but we are growing rapidly and, again, executing at a very high level with a wonderful group of people in Nevada operating a multifaceted manufacturing division, as well as a dispensary that when we purchased the business was seeing about 250 people a day, and now we're seeing somewhere in the neighborhood of 800 people a day. We've Wow. raised our average ticket, and I would say that this past weekend we saw some numbers, not only in people but in the form of revenue. We saw some things last weekend that we've never seen. Really, really exciting. We had probably the biggest 3-day period that the company has ever had. So we hope that momentum continues. We hope that, that Vegas gets back to work here. And we certainly are supporting that effort. And I think that with COVID, maybe there's a light at the end of the tunnel with vaccines and other things that are going on. We think Vegas is about ready to explode in a good way again, and I think we'll be a part of that.
Our guest today has been Andrew Glashow. He is the COO and president of CLS Holdings USA, Inc. Look him up. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CLSH. And up there on Canada, they trade on the CSE under the ticker symbol CLSH. Andrew, thank you so much for coming back on the show. I'm a big fan of what you're doing out there. Hopefully you'll come back in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Delighted. Thanks, Everett. Have a great day.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.